Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. British lawmakers have foiled Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plans to pass his Brexit withdrawal agreement today. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Johnson's opponents easily passed an amendment that withholds their endorsement of his deal until all the related legislation is passed. Lawmakers feared that additional Brexit legislation might not make it through Parliament by the October 31st deadline, and the UK would inadvertently crash out of the EU with no deal, which would cause economic and political damage. Johnson is required by law to send a letter to Brussels tonight because he's failed to pass his deal today. But Johnson says he won't, and plans to try to bring his withdrawal deal up for a vote next week. Meanwhile, lawmakers say they will try to have a British court force Johnson to request a delay. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
A temporary ceasefire appears to be holding along most of the Syria-Turkey border, despite scattered clashes. Duri Buscarin reports help has now reached dozens of people wounded in the fighting.
After aid was delayed due to fighting, the Rojava Information Center, a Kurdish NGO, says a convoy finally evacuated the wounded from the town of Ras Alain. For some, it was too late. Aid workers said some patients died due to a shortage of blood supplies. Turkey's National Defense Ministry blamed their adversaries, claiming the Kurdish-led militias carried out 14 attacks since the ceasefire agreement began. In a speech today, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he would, quote, crush the heads of Kurdish fighters if they do not retreat by Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Duri Buscarin in Istanbul.
In Lebanon, dozens of people are under arrest, several have been killed, and many are injured in 3 days of widespread protests. As Rebecca Collard reports from Beirut, demonstrators first poured into the streets Wednesday after the government announced new taxes, including a fee on the otherwise free messaging service WhatsApp.
Demonstrators are back in the streets of Lebanon today, protesting against government corruption, new taxes, and the political system. Some are calling for the whole government to resign. Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Lebanon's powerful Hezbollah movement, gave a televised address today, calling on officials to listen to the street, but saying they could not resign. Lebanon is facing a growing economic crisis, but the protesters say what's needed now is new leadership. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Collard in Beirut.
Chile's president has declared a state of emergency in the capital, Santiago, after a surge in violent protests over fare hikes for public transportation. Yesterday, police used tear gas and water cannon as demonstrators looted stores and set buses and metro stations on fire. Sports and cultural events in the city are canceled. This is NPR. The FAA is demanding an explanation from Boeing after messages from a pilot were disclosed this week suggesting Boeing knew about problems with the 737 MAX 2 years before the first of two crashes that killed 346 people. NPR's David Shaper reports.
While instant messaging another pilot in November of 2016, Boeing's chief technical pilot for the 737 described the MCAS flight control system as, quote, running rampant during a session in a flight simulator and the plane was trimming like crazy. The chief pilot says, quote, so I basically lied to the regulators unknowingly when telling the FAA that the plane was safe and could be removed from the pilot's manual. House Transportation Committee Chairman Peter DeFazio calls those messages a smoking gun.
This was a systemic failure under production pressures to meet deadlines and profitability and meet the price on Wall Street, but it had to have started at the top.
DeFazio is calling for a shakeup of Boeing management. David Shaper, NPR News.
A new organism is making its public debut at the Paris Zoo today. It's not what you'd call cute and fuzzy. In fact, it's being called the blob. It looks like a bright yellow fungus. It has no brain or mouth or stomach, but zoo officials say in some ways it acts like an animal. It seeks and finds food, moves quickly, and the scientists say there are signs that it communicates with other blobs. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.